This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Ben Standing is here with us on Fridays. Missed the spot that I was supposed to get to him. By the way, Courtney Cronin will join us. She is the Bears John Keim equivalent for ESPN. She'll join us at 11:35. I'm not going to forget Courtney. Forgetting Ben is hard to do, but I'm not going to forget Courtney. All right, so what are you expecting at practice today? Do you think he will practice per the Adam Schefter suggestion or not?
Well, what was the Adam Schefter suggestion? That they're going to try to attempt for him to practice? So yeah. Well, I don't know what that means.
From one reporter to another, a little bit of a dig, a little bit of a shot.
Well, no, I you know, it is what it is. I'm saying, I think ultimately that is sort of the accurate take, in the sense that I don't think we really know. If we walk down there in a few minutes and number five is out there on the field, I mean, it won't blow me away. I don't necessarily know that that means he's gonna go. You know, it just feels like, again, the week-to-week comment, the rookie, the importance, the rib can be, you know, a pain thing, a tricky thing. Sometimes you just have to let it heal. And, you know, it's they're 5-2. It's still early. All these things, it just feels like they're going to let him sit a week. But, you know, we don't know the whole story about the injury. We don't know the exact nature of the rib issue. So, you know, we'll find out. I'm still sort of assuming if week to week means what it is typically, then I would assume he's out. But we'll, you know, have a better feel in a few minutes.
I talked to Keim yesterday about this. Do you agree with him that they've done a pretty good job of keeping the information related to the injury at a bare, you know, need-to-know minimum?
Well, I mean, I think this goes back to what we were talking about, whether it was the coaching search, whether it was who were they going to pick at number two. You know, this is just not a group that has leaked a lot. You know, Adam Peters, we think
like
of him
them.
Coming broadly, sure. The you know, this is a guy we think of him coming from the 49ers, but he started his career with Bill Belichick and the Patriots. And it's, you know, the more I've covered it now, not to say that the 49ers are some, you know, a bunch of gossipers, but it just, you know, the Belichick thing is clearly, you know, locked down. Nobody talking. I think by and large, that's what they have done. Now, which isn't to say that they are, you know, when Dan Quinn talks to us, I think he gives us some information, and I think he typically keeps us, he doesn't send us down, you know, false paths, but, you know, at the same point, you know, there's, you know, sometimes there's no reason for them to say much. I get it. In this case, you know, maybe there is a little bit of like keeping the Bears on edge, you know, not knowing exactly what to do. But I would imagine the Bears are probably thinking it's Mariota as well.
Interesting. We're talking to Ben Standing, of course, The Athletic. Subscribe to it. Follow him on X at Ben Standing and listen to his podcast, Standing Room Only. So let's just go with that. Let's go with the assumption that it's Mariota. What sort of chance do you give him on Sunday, and how do they beat the Bears?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you know, there's a lot. Obviously, Jaden Daniels is what is the primary driver on the football field as to why this is working, particularly since it's the offense that's been by far the more impressive group, you know, of the units out there. You know, Mariota just doesn't have the same type of arm strength or downfield throwing talent, not the same accuracy, but you can still do a lot of the same, you know, mobile plays, the read options. You know, he can throw underneath. He's obviously a veteran. He's not going to be, you know, going out there and feeling, you know, crazy nerves or anything. And, you know, I think one thing Cliff Kingsbury has shown so far is when they have brought different people in and out of the lineup, using plays to maximize their strengths and perhaps, you know, hide some potential deficiencies. So I think from that perspective, it's not going to be square peg round hole with the offense. So we'll just have to see. I mean, look, Mariota's been a good quarterback at points in his career, and there's a reason now why he's more of a, you know, high-end backup. So I think he can give them a fair shot. And look, this is also probably the toughest defense that they face this year, right? With the Bears, certainly statistically, they're the most impressive. I think ultimately,
certainly from a pass defense standpoint, they're the best, no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, this is like, you can't really game plan this, but, you know, I think getting a lead is going to be very, very important here, because you don't want Mariota throwing from behind, being forced to have to throw. Okay. And also that would probably mean, you know, you can lean more into Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler on the ground. Kingsbury can go a little bit maybe deeper into his bag of tricks with the plays that he's been calling and using these different formations that have really befuddled defenses so far, rather than just simply saying, hey, we got to throw the ball repeatedly. So I think all that is key. And then, you know, look, in the, just to flip it to the other side, I think there's still a lot of questions about Washington secondary. The games in which the pass defense has not looked poor is the games where they've gotten a good pass rush. So, you know, looks like they're going to get Dorrance Armstrong back this week. That they got some good pass rush last week. If they can do that again, then that helps cover up the back end. If not, you know, Caleb Williams can get the ball to his receivers. They've got a bunch of them, starting with DJ Moore. So, you know, there's challenges for sure, but, you know, get a lead. I think it's going to help both sides a lot.
Other injuries, real quickly, Brandon Coleman, is he going to more likely than not be out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he has not practiced yet, so he's still in the protocol. He hasn't practiced yet, so we'll see. So I'm doubting it again. Concussion is always tricky, the rookie part. They do have Cornelius Lucas, so it's not like, you know, they're completely devoid of options at that spot. He's obviously been playing half the time this year. Yep. He started a bunch of games, so that's all reasonable there.
Dorrance Armstrong, back or not?
Yeah, it looks like he's back at Cleveland. Farrell was a DNP yesterday. Right. That's interesting because, one, he had at least done a little bit the day before, and he has missed games this year. They didn't suggest it was a rest day, so we'll have to see where he's at. That would be key, just purely from a depth perspective, because, you know, they already know John Allen and et cetera. So that would be big if he's able to play.
So, you know, I just talked about this, and one of the reasons I didn't get to you on time is I was going on and on about the game on Sunday and what I thought were important things. You've touched on it a little bit. I think it's going to be a theme until it isn't, until there's a reason for it not to be, and that's, I'm just not yet a believer that defensively, like, they've gotten much better. I can't get there off of Carolina and Cleveland, and, you know, Arizona. And the Bears are not Baltimore. They're not Cincinnati, but they're better than Carolina and Cleveland offensively, and they've played their best football. What do you think they are now, and what do you think they can become as the season goes along?
Well, what I think we've seen, similar to, like, we've talked before about, yeah, sure, they haven't beaten teams with great records, but they've crushed the ones that they are facing. And that says a lot about the effort they're putting in. You know, defensively, you see a lot of guys running to the ball. They're hitting hard. You know, there's a lot of, camaraderie out there, you can say. So I think that shows how there has been improvement. That said, the three quarterbacks that they've played this year that are sort of Pro Bowl level, right, Baker Mayfield, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, all did whatever they wanted to do. Kyler Murray is maybe the one exception, but, you know, Arizona's been very up and down this year on their own. And, yeah, so huge wins over Carolina and Cleveland. They did what they had to do, and it helped their statistical profile. But I don't think, to me, it says, hey, they figured things out. I think there's still a lot of questions at corner. And, but, you know, both of these teams have the same kind of deal. They have winning records, but they haven't beaten teams that also have winning records for the most part. So I think this will be a very interesting test in that regard. The Bears' defense looks to be legit, just like Washington's offense has been pretty good, except Washington doesn't have their quarterback. And, you know, Caleb Williams has been much better of late, again, against lesser teams. But Washington's back, you know, back four, back five, what have you. I think that is still a weakness. So the Bears' offensive line isn't so hot. If they can protect Caleb Williams and he's got a shot to work down the field, I'd be concerned for Washington. If he has to, you know, get moved around because of the pass rush, then I think Washington's chances go up. But yeah, I'm not there yet on this defense, and that also leads into the trade deadline. Like, I don't think that they're one piece away. I think they can get good to get some help. But I don't think it's like they get one corner and they're all good. I think they still have a bunch of holes. But obviously, again, they're playing well. The coaching seems to be working, and that's helping cover up some of the concerns.
All right. Is it fair to say that your lean right now is that Mariota is the starter Sunday?
That would be my lean right now. I mean, until Jayden Daniels practices, you know, and again, big picture wise, he hasn't practiced yet. He's dealing with this injury. They have been cautious already with some other people with injuries. They talk about not wanting to put anybody out there if they can't do their thing completely. Well, this is that, you know, times 10 because of the quarterback and all that. So I would just be surprised at this point if he plays. But again, maybe the week-to-week designation was a false flag. Maybe he wasn't as bad, and the couple days off helped him out a lot. But I would guess Mariota if you make me pick right now.
All right, prediction then with Mariota at the helm.
This is the first game where I feel like my prediction is more off of like what it's less about football and more just about vibes. You know, this team has been in a very good space, obviously, this whole season. Cliff Kingsbury's done a fantastic job calling plays, putting people in the right positions. I do think the Bears, we still need to see exactly what they are offensively, because they have, again, been scoring of late, but more against some lesser teams. So I'll ride with the momentum here, the home crowd, which is a weird thing to say here, but I'll go 2017 Washington. Just again, give Mariota the lead. I think they can win. They start trailing by 7 to 10 points. I think that's where they get into trouble.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. And sorry to get to you late. But keep us posted. Follow Ben on Twitter. Ben will report. They're taking the practice field in 15 minutes, right?
Yeah. Yes,
and
sir.
We'll know in 15 minutes if he's practicing today.
Yeah, for sure. I will note this in your Yelp review, but otherwise I appreciate it as always.
I'm really concerned about my Yelp review. really am. You know, just a couple of things can really impact that rating. Thank you, Ben.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. All right. Courtney Cronin, who covers the Bears, will join us at 11:35. We'll go around the NFL, and certainly we will be watching for the updates on if he or isn't he.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Is he or isn't he practicing? Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, TheTeam980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.